continue our Black History series today. During February, the Jefferson Daily is airing excerpts from historic African-American speeches. Here's the host of our series, Southern Oregon University journalism professor D.L. Richardson.
On January 25, 1972, at the Democratic National Convention in Miami, the first major convention in which a woman was considered for a presidential nomination, Dr. Shirley Chisholm said, "I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States. I am not the candidate of Black America, although I am Black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I am equally proud of that. I am not the candidate of any political bosses or special interests. I am the candidate of the people." Listen now as she reflects not just on the Black woman in contemporary America, but also on the state of racial harmony in this country.
"I stand here tonight to tell to you, my sisters, that if you have the courage of your convictions, you must stand up and be counted. I hope that the day will come in America when this business of male versus female does not become such an overriding issue, so that the talents and abilities that the Almighty God has given to people can be utilized for the benefit of humanity. One has to recognize that there are stupid white women and there are stupid white men, stupid Black women and stupid Black men, brilliant white women and brilliant white men, and brilliant Black women and brilliant Black men. Why do we get so hung up in America on this question of sex? Of course, in terms of the Black race, we understand the historical circumstances, and we understand also some of the subtle maneuverings and machinations behind the scenes in order to prevent Black women and Black men from coming together as a race of unconquerable men and women. And I just want to say to you tonight, if I say nothing else, I would never have been able to make it in America if I had paid attention to all of the doomsday criers about me. And I want to say, in conclusion, that as you have this conference here for the next 2 weeks, put the cards out on the table and do not be afraid to discuss issues that perhaps you have been sweeping under the rug because of what people might say about you. You must remember that once we are able to face the truth shall set all of us free. And we must And in conclusion, I just want to say to you, Black and white, North and East, South and West, men and women, the time has come in America when we should no longer be the passive, complacent recipients of whatever the morals or the politics of a nation may decree for us in this nation. Forget traditions. Forget conventionalisms. Forget what the world will say, whether you're in your place or out of your place. Stand up. Stand up and be counted. Do your thing, looking only to God, whoever your God is, and to your consciences for approval. I thank you.
Shirley Chisholm giving her 1974 address, The Black Woman in Contemporary America. Next week, we'll hear two other women of the civil rights movement, Barbara Jordan and Jeanetta Cole.